is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, that's Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we will begin a new series, The Foolishness of Genealogies. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with Don't You Think It Gets Sweeter, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Thank you.
Well, you know, there's a couple of wonderful verses in the Bible that I really appreciate, and I've always taken heed of them, and they meant something to me. You know, every verse in the Bible is powerful, and you may not realize it, but I believe God packed every one with what I guess you would call it dynamite meaning. And sometimes you don't really get the meaning until much later. You know, you read something, and then, oh, maybe a couple years later, maybe 2 months later, you're driving your car, you're taking a shower, you're, I don't know, washing dishes, and you begin to dwell on that verse. And then it strikes you, and suddenly you understand it. And it's so all-powerful. And you almost cry out and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for educating me, for helping me to know the meaning of that verse. This is why the Bible is packed with meaning, my friends. Now, I want to give you two verses today. We're going to start off this program. It's going to be a great program because we're going to be talking about the foolishness of genealogies. We now know the DNA of the Jewish bloodline. And interestingly enough, it doesn't go all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but really we can trace it back to the 8th century when the people of Khazaria, a country in the southern Russia, converted to Judaism. Of course, they're what we call today Georgians, Chechnyans, Kazakhstan, all those countries in that area of the Caucasus, but the people converted. They had a king named King Bulan, and he, you know, investigated the other religions, Christianity and Islam, but he decided for various reasons to select Judaism, and this is what he taught his people. Now, they were not Jews, they were Khazarians, but they became Jews by religion. They converted. Later, in about the 10th century on through the 12th century, those people were defeated because Russia began to expand and expand through its czars, and Khazaria was one of the nations that was gobbled up by the Russian czars. And many of the Khazarians immigrated, that is, they left that country and moved to Eastern Europe. They went west. They went over to Poland mostly, but also Czechoslovakia, into Romania, Poland, of course, as I just said, Hungary, Lithuania. And there they became a cloistered people. They were Khazarians, of course, but they began to speak a form of Yiddish, and that's where Yiddish came from. Now, Israel Shahak, the late professor at Hebrew University in Tel Aviv, he recently passed away, wrote a brilliant book, a scholarly volume entitled Jewish History, Jewish Religion. And he wanted to publicize to the world, and here's a guy, and I remember he went over to Israel. He himself was a Khazar Jew, Israel Shahak, but he served in the Israeli Defense Forces and became a professor at Hebrew University. But he realized how wicked and evil was the Jewish religion, and he would have no part in it. The roots of Judaism, Professor Shahak reported, led the Jews throughout the centuries to inhabit a tragic mental and spiritual habitat. He said, and I want to quote him, theirs was a world sunk in the most abject superstitions, fanaticism, and ignorance. They thought they were Jews, racially even. They read the Talmud and believed in the Talmud, which is the holy book of the Jews. The Old Testament, of course, is not the main doctrinal or dogma book
of the Jewish religion, but the Babylonian Talmud is, that came out of Babylon. And it today is the number one holy book. It contains the 613 laws, the halakha of the Jews. 613 laws and all the commentary about them. Who is written, who is the writer, the author of the Talmud? Well, it would be the Jewish rabbis. It's commentary about the, what the rabbis had to say. It's sort of like the Catholic dogma that you find in the Catholic catechism. The Catholics add the catechism to the Bible. And they say you really can't understand the Catholic Church and be a good Catholic unless you understand our dogma, which is in the catechism book. Because the catechism contains the collected wisdom of all of the popes. So they have added then man's ideas and traditions to the Bible in the Catholic Church. Just so they have done so in the Jewish faith. But they've done much more than that. They finally just ditched the Bible. So that when you go to be a rabbi today, if you choose to be a rabbi, you generally do not study the Bible at all, but you study only the law book, the Babylonian Talmud. He says wherever the Jews went, and that means the Khazars, they kept themselves isolated. They kept themselves in a community. We would call it a ghetto or whatever. But they would not talk with other people. They would not have communication with other people, except as they needed to carry on commerce and make money. This led them to become basically, dare I say it, idiots as far as the world is concerned. Can you imagine being with someone like David Koresh, and you're kept on his compound and you're not allowed to go into the world, and after hundreds of years stuck on that, in that compound, how very introverted and perverse you could be. And the rabbis became very powerful authorities in those Jewish communities in Poland, in Lithuania, in Hungary, later into Germany and France and England and even the United States. They eventually forgot that they were Khazars. Just like most people in the United States, when you ask them what they are, they may say, well, I'm French, or I'm German, or I'm English. But quite often they say, well, I'm a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They've forgotten who they really are. They now have DNA, you know, commercial houses, DNA, the Ancestry.com and others. You've seen them advertised on television. So the person can go there and say, what am I? Analyze my DNA. Sometimes there are startling results from analyzing your DNA. It costs about $100 or so. But more and more people are doing that. But Shayak said that the Jews inhabited a world sunk in the most abject superstitions, fanaticism, and ignorance. He says this ancient superstitious Pharisaic religion, because they remain Pharisees, has now experienced a rebirth. It now grips and infects the reborn physical nation of Israel. They believe now that they've got Israel. We have the nation of Israel once again after 2,000 years. Well, actually, they never had it in the first place, the Khazars. But believing themselves to be Jews, many of them have rushed back into the Middle East. Or I even overstate that, don't I? Rushed back in. This is their first time at the bat, my friends. And they have returned to the closed society of the Jewish past. Before, they were forced to be in commerce with the Polish people, the Lithuanians, the Estonians, the Russians, the French. Wherever they were, the Jews had to at least mingle some to get along, to buy products. But you would always know the Jewish area of town. That wasn't because they were stuck to be there. They could move, you know, many times anywhere they wanted. But they wanted to be with their own kind. They said, we're Jews. We're better than those people. We have our Talmud. It says we are gods. We shall inherit all things. We shall become as kings. The Gentiles, they were Gentiles, but they were unable to know that, being Khazars. They fancy themselves Jews and not Gentiles. When they were able to attain the nation of Israel, because of our President Truman and the chairman of the Communist Party in the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin, then they returned to the closed society of the Jewish past. They could be in Israel and not have to be infected by the Gentiles, they believe. Except for those pesky Palestinians who they have sought to destroy all these many years. Now, Shaiach goes on to describe in his book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion, an outstanding book, in great detail the calculating lies of Judaism, its severe racism, its hatred of Christianity. Judaism, he says, directly fosters genocide and the heights of evil. This is from one of their own, one of the Khazars. He says the Jews are liars. One of the things they're lying about is their genealogy. They're even lying about who they are. They're not Jews at all. They're not from Israel, from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're not returning to Israel. They never were there in the first place. And they have lied about this for so long, they believe it. Many of them do. But I think the elite cabal know the truth. Now, it's an interesting thing to me that the Bible understands all these things. Written so many hundreds of years ago, even thousands, nevertheless, it has wisdom for today. And we do not obey the Bible. We do not read and understand and study the Bible and ask God for more understanding at our own peril. For example, in 1 Timothy 1, verse 4, it says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Friends, you have the faith. You have Jesus Christ in your hearts. Why then do you go back into the mindless and endless nonsense of genealogies? That's what he says. He was a Jew, a real Jew, not a Khazar. He even knew what tribe he was from, the tribe of Benjamin. But he said, don't give any heed. In other words, don't pay any attention to fables and endless genealogies. They only bring up more questions. They minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. You want to ask a person, are you a Christian? Has Jesus come in your heart? Are you saved? You don't want to say, now, are you a Jew or a Gentile? God doesn't have Jews and Gentiles. He only has his people and the other ones. Sort of cuts out all that discrimination and prejudice, doesn't it? I get letters from you say, are you also a white supremacist? Am I also a white supremacist? Are you kidding me? I write them back and I say, are you a Jewish supremacist? I'm not a supremacist at all. There's a lot of bad things happening among the black people in America. Bad things. The crime rate and so forth. But as to whether an individual is good or bad, I look at the individual. If a man is a black and is a Christian and is a good person, they're welcome at my home. If they're not, if they're a bad sort of person, an evil person, well, I will tell them about Jesus. I'll try to correct their behavior. But if not, then goodbye. I don't want anything to do with them. But I'm not going to ask them their genealogy. What tribe did you come from in Africa? What nation did you come from? Are you a black, or a half white, black? That's nonsense.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.